He's borrowing the money. But you see, this svara, it's not a real loan. It's only ligluye zuzehu deboy, that the master or the husband wants to find out where all the money is that they took away. Screw you, see the svara. Svara says, no, I'll tell you, shani hosam. Over there, it's different. That is true, we see that svara over there. But there is a new svara. A person does not want to be an eved loyvel lishmalva. The pasuk says that the loyva, the one that borrows the money, is like an eved to the malva. Like you have a big responsibility back to him. He did you a favor, so like you're an eved to him. So here the svara is the master does not want to be an eved to his own eved. Or the husband does not want to be an eved to his own wife. So therefore we say when the husband is borrowing money from his wife, here the svara is, he does not really mean to borrow the money, but he only means to take back all the money that he thinks she took from him. Or the same thing with the master. When he's borrowing money from his eved, he only means to get back all the money the eved took from him. But only a new svara of a loan. By a loan we say the loiva does not want to be an eved to the malva. So therefore, these loivas do not mean the loiva, we say it's not a called alva. By Shenke, in our case, by a mech, you have no proof. In a case when the husband sells his property to the wife, it could be there, maybe the mechir is called a good mechir. Sholach lei, Rav Huna bar Avin. Rav Huna bar Avin sent back, it says, Alocho, Hamoich esod el ishtoi. If a husband sells his property to his wife, konso. Alocho is taka that she's kind of it. She pays money for it. Taka chal. Send the letter to the Beis Medrash. And Ubal, so what happened if the husband sold his property to the wife? The kinyan is chal, and the wife says she owns the property now, it's her property. But still, the locker is Ubal loichel peris, that the husband eats the peris of it. And Rashbam says, it's not worse than property that fell to her, but Teres Yerusha. If she gets Yerusha, the locker is, the husband has a right to eat the parents of that property. Her own property, the husband has a right to eat. Here also, since the husband, the Maisa, sold her the property, she owns it now. So like any other character the wife owns, the husband has a right to eat the parents. Bram, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Avua, the whole G'dayli HaDorom, all the rest of the G'dayli HaDorom then said like this, that V'matona Bikesh Litnolo. The case is only, the reason why the Mechir is Chal is because really the husband only wanted to give his wife a present. The Rashbam says, B'matona b'kesh litin loy, v'lo yoycho peris, k'de amin l'kamon, and the husband does not eat peris. B'matona, konso, v'ein haba loycho peris. The law is when a husband gives his wife a present, when he gives the property for a present, then the law is the husband does not eat the peris. He doesn't love him so much. So Samuel's love, you sell your property to somebody else, we say you really mean to sell it to him. But by your own wife, the story is, you meant to give it to her for a present. Because the husband loves his wife, so even though he's saying, I'll sell it to you, really means to give her a present. That's what the Gdei Ladar said. They want to give it to her for a present. How come the husband used the Lashon of Mechra, selling it to you? Only like we had before, only to give her an upper hand, to give her a stronger koyach. Like this, if you give somebody a present and it's taken away from you, you lose out. There's no achrayus on a matana. But if somebody sells you something and then it's taken away from you, there's achrayus, the mecher has to pay you back. So the husband meant to be nice to his wife, so he didn't stop want to say loshen matana, he said loshen a mecher. Meisra the kashra this says aloha lava mino eved that if no, so according to this svara right now is that when a husband really sells something to his wife, the sale will take place. Just him in Astam with a shtar at least, we said the husband only meant to give it for matana. He did not mean to make it for a real mecher. But when he takes money from his wife, and the chanami, if she would pay him for the karka, that's a real mechira. Then when we say the sale takes place, and with Mashman, we do not say the svara that she's only giving the money, that the husband should be able to see the money. So here we have a question now. The moral we see now like that. Meister, I have a kasha on you. It says, look, we just had, lov minu eved. If the master goes to borrow money from his own eved, and then later on, v'shichra, he frees him, or else minu isha. if a husband goes to borrow money from his wife, the girsha, and then he gives her a get, the halacha is ein lohen olav klum. They cannot come to him and collect the money. The wife cannot collect the money from her ex-husband, and the eved, the free person, cannot collect his money from his ex-master. My time, what's the reason why not? The chura, they lent the owner money. She lent the husband money. Why can't she get the money back? Love, isn't it? Mishrom de Amrino, we say, Legluye Zuzu de Boi. We see such a svara that when the husband said to his wife, I want to borrow money from you, when the husband took that money, he did not mean to take it with a loan, as if to say, I have to pay it back to you, but rather the husband was cheshed his wife that she was hiding his money, and he only wanted to find out where the money is. So when he took the money back from his wife, he meant to keep it because it's his money, not to give it back to you. That's why he's not looking to pay it back to his wife. So here we see such a svara here. That the svara, of course, should be the same thing by his sale. Even though the husband goes to sell his property to his wife, when his wife pays him, we should say the money that he's taking is not because he really wants to sell it, just that he wants to find where all the money is that she was hiding from him. So, and we just got for the same not like that. We just got finished saying now that only if the husband makes a shtar, there we say it's a matana. But if it's a real mecher with the money, the sale takes place, and we say the husband took the money, but there is a mecher. We do not say he took the money, ligluy ezuzis. Of course, it's zero. So we're into like we had before, shani hosn over here is different by a loan. Because by a loan, when you're borrowing money, if there's any reason at all to say that you don't really want to borrow the money, we'd rather say it that way. Because the svar is, a person does not want to make himself to be an eved, to be mishuvah, to have to pay back to the malva. If you borrow money, you're like an eved to the malva now. So if there's any reason a person will not have to be an eved, would rather say that way. So therefore, hereby alone, when the husband borrows money from his wife, true there's a ksas svara, so in order not to make the husband the eved, we'll say that's what it really meant. He did not mean really to borrow the money. He only meant to find out where the wife was hiding his money all the time. But that's only a svara by a loan. By a loan, he said that svara, he doesn't really mean to loan the money. He doesn't want to become an eved. Mashenkin by a sale, when he sells his property to his wife, they will say yes. He meant to sell it to her, and they're like it's a good mechira. Omar Rav said, if the husband sells his property to his wife, konso, you know, locher is it's chal, the mechir is chal, the wife owns it, but still the abal loichol peris, that the husband has a right to eat the peris, like we said before, it's not worth that she got property of teres yerusha or own nichsim lug that she brings in, that the husband has a right to eat the peris. V'matono, what's going to be if the husband wants to give his wife a present? He gives her a nice present. He gives her a house. He gives her a field for a present. The husband wants to give his wife a present, he gives her a whole field. Then the locker is konso. She is kind of the field now, belongs to her. And v'ein ha-baal oichol peres. Now the locker is the baal, the husband has no right to eat the peres. Since he gave it to her for a present, it's a complete present. But Rashbam says, t'noisem v'yayin yofanoisem. When a person gives a present, he gives it with a nice eye. A nice eye means you have this whole thing, and I have nothing from it. Therefore, the husband has no right to eat the peris. That's what Rav says. For Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says no. Echad zeh, v'echad zeh, konso. In both cases, the koino. Echad zeh, v'echad zeh, konso. In both cases, the wife is koino the field, whether the husband wants to sell it to her, or whether the husband wants to give it to her for a present. But in both cases, v'ein ha'balech ha'peris. In both cases, even when the husband just sells it to his wife, also it's called a complete sale that the husband cannot eat the peris anymore. Yeah. So here's that's the machlokes. When a husband sells his fields to his wife, does he still eat the peris or not? So Ovid Rav Chizda Uvdo, Kerev Eleza. Rav Chizda have a mice that it's a case where the husband sold his field to his wife. And it passed him like Rebbe Lezer, that the husband does not eat the peris, that even through a mechira by selling it, the husband means to sell it behind Yofo, that he does not eat the peris anymore. Omru lei, Rabban Ukfo, Rabban Nechemio, Bnei Bante, the Rav, they were the children, the daughters of Rav. Rav Chizda said to Rav Chizda, at the time of Bas Rechizda, how come you acted this way? Shovak ma ravrivi. You're leaving over the big people, the ovet kizutri, and you're doing like the small people. Rashbam explains, ravrivi is rav. Shekodim Rav Yechlin Rav Shrav Leza. But Rav was even before Rav Yechlin was the Rebbe of Rav Leza. Because he has a Gemara in Chulin. The Chol Zaman Shoye Rav Kayim, Chol Zaman Rav was alive. Have a Sholach Le Rav Yechlin, Le Kadim Rav Ben Shem Avovol. Rav Yechlin used to ask his questions to Rav. You see, like Rav was even Rav Yechlin's Rebbe. V'yoy diyom malay l'resh lokish, shekol oysin ayom misho yehubi yeshiva, v'ani v'amida. Like Rav Yechlin told his Lokish, old man Rav was in yeshiva, he was sitting, I was standing. So Kitza, that was a sign, now how come you're leaving over Rav, the Godel, and you're doing Kizutra like Rav Leza? Shoyal Talmidah Shri Rav Yechlin. He was like a great Talmud. He was a Talmud of a Talmud. The Afagad Rav Avuah, Chogdol Yadok, Rav Reyim, Der Muliyev, Maton, and Bigas Itinlo, Svirluk Rav Leza, Yeinah Balnes of Paris, and Anami Zutrinenu, Lagabe Rav, Shoyal Talmidah Rav Yechlin Hevi. All those before were called Zutra, small people, connected Rav. They were only Talmidim of Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan himself was a Talmud of Rav. So that was the kash, they asked Rav Chizda, how come you're doing like Rav Leza, and you're leaving over Rav? Omalei, so Rav Chizda answered back and said, V'yano nami k'rav v'yavdi, no, I'm also doing like a great person. I'm also doing the Rashi starts Pansosk Rabbi Yechanan, Shoyechaveiro Sharav. I'm doing like Rabbi Yechanan, he was a Chaver, he was not only a Talmud, he was also like he was a Chaver of Rav. Tichyosi Ravim, and Ravim came. Omer Rabbi Yechanan said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Echod Zeh V'Echod Zeh, whether the husband gives his wife a present, or whether the husband sells his property to his wife, in both cases, Konso, the wife is kind of the field goes to his wife. And also, v'yein ha'balecha peris. And both places we say it was done v'yein yofam, that he does not eat the peris. Zehura, that's where Rav Chizda passed like Rav Yechanan. Omar Rav, Rav says also, that hilchus, what's the halacha? Ha'moiches sodeh l'ishtoi, if a husband sells his property to his wife, loy konso, you should know she's not kainer it. And v'yabalecha peris, the bal eats the peris. She's not kainer it, we'll soon score to stira. But the Baal eats the peris. The matana, let's say the husband gives his wife a present, then konso, then she's kind of the field but there is a present, and then v'yena balecha peris. The husband does not eat the peris. So the more right of Yitzchak Shakur Tarte, it's a stira. And Rabbi Rashbam explains, but to me, I have a wonder here. Shnei devorim sharova seisim zeh zeh. The two things Rava said are contradictory. First he says, loy konso, that when the husband sells his property to his wife, the kingdom does not take place. Mashma leguf leperes neither. Why the sword that we had before the legluya zuzu the boy? That when the husband sells it to his wife, when he takes the money, it's not a mechirum. He wants to get all the money. She's hiding from him. And then you say the abalecha peres mashma shekonsa gufakarka. Then it's mashma know that the wife was kind of the gufakarka. The lav legluya zuzu the boy. He's not taking the money just to find out where she hid the money all the time, but he really meant to take the money for teres mechira. So according to Stira, what is Rava saying? How could Rava say that if the husband sells the field to his wife, she's not kind of the field, but still the husband eats the peris, which is mash when the kinyan does take place? All right, turn over. So Maritz, I'll tell you, look, Kasha, there's no Stira here. I'll tell you, kan bimoyus temunin, kan bimoyus ashenim temunin. It depends if that money was hidden or the money was open. Rashi Rishpam explains, the money is tumun. If the money she took out of a bag someplace hidden underneath the chest, the husband did not know where that money was, where that stack of money was, then like konso, then we talk and say the husband did not mean to sell the property to her. Rather just the legluye zuzu de boy. The only reason why he said, I'll sell you this property, give me $1,000, is because he wanted to find out where those $1,000 were. My shame came in the case of Moya Shane Timonim, where the money was not hidden. Then we say, constant the crime, then Taka she's crying up. And the Abal Lechel Peiroi is then the husband eats the Peiroi. The Lekha Gluya Zuzit, there's no money to be uncovered. Shere gluin v'yemdenhein. She took it out of a pocketbook. The husband knows what exactly was doing there. She went to the dining room table and took out the money from the top drawer. So that money, the husband also knows that was there. So therefore, there we say when the husband sells it to her, he really means to sell it. So in such a case, Avada, Rava would agree that Mechira is chal, and then the lachri is the baal, the husband eats the pears. To Yomar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Mo yoyis tzimunim lo'konso. If after the husband sells her selling that property, she goes down to the seller and comes up with a bag of money the husband never saw, then it's lo'kono. Because we say the husband's kavona was just to find out where that money is. But Mo yoshenim tzimunim, she comes out with the money out of the top drawer in the dining room, then we say konso. Then we say for sure the husband knew about that money, he knew she owned this money. So then when she brings out the money, that's good money, mechira. So the husband back means to sell it to her, then the mechira is chal, and then the lacher is, the husband eats the pears. Tona Rabbon was in a price like this. It says, Ein mekavlin pikadonois, you did not take a pikadon. You can't take a mashkin. You can't take a pikadon. Loy min anoshim, not from wives, v'loy min avodim, not from avodim, v'loy min atinoikis, and not from kids. You can't take a pikodim. So Rashbam explains, loy min anoshim, the ikula meima gone from the balayim. Maybe they stole it from the husbands. Rosh l'adineim. Maybe the eved stole it from his master. V'tinoikis nami, shema gone from the base of balabayis shahim dorim shom. Maybe the kids stole it from the house where they're staying by. For Yosel say, "Yeah, they over avera, not a lot of help on over avera." Who wish lo yikablo mehem? If you don't accept it from them, yas v'lumakim shagon v'lushon. They'll give it back to the place where they took it from. So you're not allowed to accept the pikodin. If an isha comes and tells you, "Please hold on for this pikodin, hold on to it for me," you're not allowed to accept it from her because you have to be afraid maybe she's stealing it from her husband. And if you take it, you're making her be mechazik to steal it. Rather, let her hold on to it. And maybe she'll return it to her husband. That's the law of Ein Mekablin Pikadonois, Lomin Anosh, Lomin Avod, Lomin Atinoikis. Kibbo Mine Isha, what's going to be if you accepted the Pikadon? A lady came and asked you, please hold on to my watch. Yavzal Isha. You have to return it to the Isha. Like Rashbam says, V'loy Labal, not to the husband. D'ein Lon, L'Azika B'nei Vosai. True, L'Chetchila, don't take it. But once you took it, now the law is, you have to name on, that most probably it belongs to her. And she gave you the pikodin, she gave you her watch to watch. So therefore, when she wants it back, havad, you have to give it back to her. The yemesa, what's going to be if the wife dies? Yavta labayla. You have to return it back to the husband. Same thing, my Lord Ram says. The afilu emnitin lo momin zea menash en labayla v'shuzbo mechivin shemesa yorsha baylo. Even if somebody gave her this present on a tanai that the husband should not get it, that's only good, calls the man she's alive. But once the wife dies, then the husband yashins her. Shabal yeres es ishtoi. Vilkach yasa labal. The mamonashach. Asa v'reya shabayla. Right now, mamonashach belongs to the husband. Even though before it belonged to the wife, but now when the wife dies, the husband yashins his wife. Kibbul min evid. What's going to be if you did accept the mashke, a pikodin from an evid? The locker is later, yasa liyevid. You have to return it back to the evid. But Rashbam says, but if I'll be a mace, let's say the Eved dies, then Yachsel Rabbah, then you have to give it back to the master. So John says on this, the Mestama, Kol